Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The moral dilemma that people love to ride in on. She wants to know if she's a jerk for being upset her best friend got married behind her back.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
That's not your best friend.
Yeah, amen to that.
But I'm listening.
Okay, she wrote in. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs and hope we find it.
It's safe.
We may not, but
once,
you know.
Once we find it.
So she says, Allie and DZ, I had a best friend of 9 years who I helped every second I could. For 9 years, I was there for her and her kids, day in and day out.
Okay.
I was a single mom myself, but it seemed like she struggled way more than I did. So about a year ago, she gave birth to twins.
Ooh.
Woo-wee.
Okay.
I was in California at the time, getting an embryo transfer. I'm a surrogate. Interesting. Oh. Okay, I'm a surrogate.
A lot of layers.
When I got back that same day, I rushed to the hospital and was there every day in the NICU with her and the twins.
You've been there for her a lot.
Yeah, I took care of her and her twins for 9 months along with my own children and my own problems at home with my now ex-boyfriend at the time. Mm. Fast forward, 2 months before her twins turned one, her baby daddy got out of jail, moved in with her, and at the twins' birthday party, she announced to me with a few other girls that she got married behind my back. She writes in all caps. Am I the jerk for telling her how betrayed I feel and how I see where we stand and cutting her off?
Betrayed? Like,
there's a lot going on
here.
Am I the jerk? So I wrote it as, am I the jerk for being upset she got married behind my back? But maybe that isn't the question today. I mean, maybe
Am I
the jerk? It is. I'm mad because she cut her off. So she did cut her off. Because it could be, am I the jerk for cutting her off? Same thing.
Yeah, well, the reason you cut her off is because she got married behind your back. Right?
Yes,
so that's,
Okay.
It's one in the same, right?
Because people send these emails and then I'm like, well, what's the actual question? Especially when there's so many layers like this. We have to figure it out with the moral dilemma.
And sometimes when people write in, they think the dilemma is different than what it actually is.
Thank you. No. And then we're like, no.
I think this is pretty spot on.
Okay.
I also think that she's a jerk.
No way.
100%.
I'd be furious.
I'd be mad.
I'd be like, I helped you with everything and you went and got married and didn't even tell me. Screw you.
You don't get to express that. You can think that. You can feel that. You can be bothered. But to cut somebody off because they express their joy and happiness with their life partner. Now, is it a little weird that they really got married fast after my boy got out the pen? Maybe it's a little strange.
There's probably a reason they kept it from you. Let's be real. Because they knew you'd be like, excuse me.
Probably a rush situation. I'm assuming it was courthouse. You know, they didn't really do a party, so they didn't really celebrate. Whoever was their witness, and it clearly wasn't you, was around, and you were not. You weren't around.
What's crazy is she says, I helped her take care of her kids for 9 months, and then at the 1 year birthday party, so it wasn't that far apart that the guy got out of jail, they got married. So it was like 3 months in between that. So she's with her for 9 months, and then in 3 months she gets married and doesn't tell her. That's a lot. That being said, I also want to say something else. Sometimes we help people way more than they help us.
Yeah.
And we go, but I've done so much for for you without realizing they've done nothing. They're not helping you back.
But you can't expect that.
Your love language is service. Mm-hmm. And so you're helping someone, but they're not doing. And then you're going, but I've done so much. We're best friends. And she's going, no, we're not. You just helped me more. You helped me. It's your choice. That's your love language, maybe. I don't know.
I've accepted the help.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no. It doesn't have to be reciprocal. Yeah. But most people, when you do something for somebody, it's nice to have that something returned in some way or another. You feel me?
100%.
You dipped a lot into this relationship and didn't get enough poured back into your cup. Mm-hmm. So when you find out that she got married, you go, really?
Really?
After everything we've been through. No, it's everything you've helped her through.
And it's also the classic, I needed you till I had my dude, which also will set people
all
off.
All the time.
Men and women.
All
when
the
they
time.
Get in a relationship and all of a sudden you don't exist anymore. And you're like, are you kidding me?
That was the biggest change, right?
Yeah.
She needed support. She needed help. She needed somebody to fill the void of her man who was in lockup or whatever. Now her man is back. She don't need you no more.
414-533-1037. That's the number to call. She wants to know, am I the jerk for being upset that my best friend got married behind my back? She helped her nonstop because they were both single moms. She helped her with her twins when they were in the NICU. And then the baby daddy gets out of jail. She marries them and announces it at the birthday party. We're married. She's like, she got married behind my back?
We had friends recently divulge to our group of friends that they had gotten married, and we all turned and went,
oh my God, my cousin did this, and we all did the same thing. Why didn't you just tell us? My cousin did this. They were married for a year.
That's people's privacy, though. That's
why?
Their own sanctity.
What's the secret?
That's their relationship, and we don't know. We don't get to know that part of their
relationship. So what did your friend say was the reason? Did they say have a reason, or you didn't even ask?
No. I mean,
they just said, surprise, we're married?
We weren't there when we got told, you know what I'm saying? When they were told, so it's like, we found out and went, oh, really? Like, congratulations to them. That's great.
Yeah.
Didn't really, you know, expect them to get married right off rip, but here we are. Celebrate that. Be happy
100%.
For that. 100%. I'm not going to question something that somebody else is doing in their life. If you got married and you feel happy and fulfilled in it, bet.
I don't care that you got married. I just don't know why you kept it a secret. That's what but again, that's a different, am I the jerk?
True.
If you want, but it's kind of the same because kept it a secret.
Kept it a secret. Didn't tell nobody. Yeah. Nobody was invited. In a way, they kept it a secret. They didn't tell nobody because I guarantee you there's a one-year-old birthday party coming up for those twins.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to cut a wedding cake there.
Mm. All right, we're going to take it. Oh my gosh, the phones are going crazy. I'm scared to open the text right now and see what people think. People are going off. Somebody said, she's not the jerk. My ex-best friend, who I was the maid of honor at her wedding, flipped out at me during her bachelorette party. Calling me names. Oh my gosh, I can't put all these together, but I'm assuming they're still friends if she says not the jerk. Okay. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her best friend got married behind her back.
Cut her off and everything.
She says, I was there for her for everything. We were single moms together. Her kids were in the NICU. The dad gets out of jail. She immediately marries them and then tells us at the one-year birthday party. She said, they got married behind my back.
Like what?
Am I the jerk for being mad and cutting her off? Okay, let's go to the phones. I'm going to start with Danielle in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You going jerk or not the jerk for being mad her friend got married behind her back and cutting her off?
She's not the jerk, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you a biblical reason, and I'll give you a reason from my point of a Pisces.
Oh, I mean, this isn't a church, so you can give the biblical one, but go on. Give them both.
No, I just say that to say my pastor said, you constantly pour into people your whole life. If they're not pouring into you, then you're just emptying out and not getting nothing in return.
That's true. So that's absolutely true.
I'm not gonna apologize for finally taking time for me back. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm in my 30s and I'm getting to a point like, you know, some people are for a season, whether it be a relationship or or a friendship, and some people are for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Their season is over. Mm. If she continues to pour into her and she just doesn't even give anything back in return, who cares?
Did you hear what I said about Danielle, about her being service as her love language, clearly? And so she's, like you said, pouring into this girl. And the girl is doing nothing. It sounds like she's doing nothing back, nor even looking at her as though she's this best friend. She's, you know
what
I mean?
They don't see each other the same.
The same.
They They don't see each other the same.
Same. Go
on. Listen, you know, when friendships end, they don't end just overnight. Mm-hmm. It's from stuff happening and happening and happening.
And not getting it worked out and not talking about it. And because that's when you figure stuff out and you go through the hard stuff is what makes you closer. Period. So the fact that they're not working through any of this, they're just getting farther and farther apart, you know, as she's getting mad.
But the final straw was finding out that she got married and took a step in her own life. That was, you know, are you projecting a little bit? Are you that?
Right, because if I'm your best friend, how would you not tell me something
that's
like that?
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't look at her the same way. I agree.
But
yeah.
I'm not apologizing for nothing in this age. I just don't give a crap anymore. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend.
Amen.
I have someone off eventually because of a she accused me of stealing something from her, a game that I kept trying to return because she wanted to be back with her boyfriend. Okay, fine. Bye. So now when I see you, I'll walk over you if you're laying on the ground. Who cares?
And now we know why you say not the jerk. You went through a similar experience with a best friend, and that's why you say.
I had a very similar experience, but it wasn't like that friendship ended because of that game. It ended because I didn't really care for how you did things. I didn't care for how you talked to people. I didn't care for how you constantly put me down. And then it was like, when I finally got done, it was like,
relief.
You didn't feel any loss. Nope. That's the sad part about the whole thing. Yep. Yeah. All right, Danielle, we love you and we get it, girl. Thank you for calling. Good points all around.
All the reasons. Let's talk again. Bye.
Yep. Bye, Danielle. All right, pull up Lisa in Sheboygan. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Lisa, good morning.
What up, buenos dias.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, I guess. Is she the jerk for being upset that her friend got married behind her back after she did all these things for her?
Well, if the question is she the jerk for being upset or mad, then no, but you also said for cutting her off.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's her cutting her off, then yes, I think she's the jerk.
Mm.
Because the... like, everyone does things in their life that, like, your friends, family, whatever, that you're not maybe, like, on board with.
They get on you. They get on your nerves, and they do stupid things.
You cut off, like, a potential lifelong friendship because of this instance. Like, everything that she stated in her letter was, I did this for her. I did that for her. Wow. I did this.
Right.
A marriage is not about you. Mm-hmm. The marriage is about the two people that got married.
And that's why I feel like it's one-sided here, and she's the only one loving this friendship and kind of like pouring in, while the other one's like, we're cool and I appreciate it. I'm going to take as long as you're going to give. But
my marriage is for me, and you didn't have to be there for every of my life experiences.
She thought they were closer than they were.
I mean, they still might. I mean, they might have been on both sides, but we don't know the circumstances of why. And I don't think she's been given a chance to find out why.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you want to go?
He got out of jail, and then they got married abruptly.
Maybe,
that's why. I feel like we know why. We can
exactly.
We don't know what he did or anything. But come on, she's not going to be like, I'm marrying my baby daddy who just got out of jail and wasn't there.
But their relationship and their reason is private. It's for themselves only. And this best friend has
maybe,
no reason.
And maybe she thinks that people aren't going to be supportive of that, so they just did it on their own by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so, there's a reason they're not being supportive. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
there's a reason you're hiding
it. I'm not doubting that either, but her knowing that going into it is probably just like, let's just do this, get it done, be married, and, you know, whatever. But for cutting her off, like, completely out of her life, I think she's a jerk for that. I think she... can work
you're
on
you're probably
that
right, but function. It won't matter because she's not getting anything out of it, quite honestly.
Either
she's
going to
get her life back. So, all right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Megan and Muskego is going to be the tiebreaker then today on Am I the Jerk? Wanting to know if she's mad or if she's the jerk for being mad or best friend got married behind her back.
Megan.
Hey.
Hi.
Well.
So, I agree with Lisa. She's not the jerk for being upset, but she is the jerk for, like, casting her out of her life.
The jerk part is cutting her off.
Right.
You don't feel like the best friend kind of cut her off already by getting married without her? And that's a statement, honestly.
I can relate because I had the same thing happen to me.
Oh.
When you got married or somebody got married behind your back?
One of my friends of over 10 years at the time, I knew she was engaged, but she got married and I didn't find out until a month later.
A month later.
Yeah.
That would and
I did not find out from her.
Even worse.
Okay, so how'd you handle?
Even worse.
But no, so we are still friends to this day. you know, there was a lot of reasons. They were only engaged for like a couple months. It was very quick. It was still during kind of like pretty heavy COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a very small, it was a very small thing, like at one of their parents. It was like maybe 20 people.
Wait, like your best friend got married with 20 people and you weren't there?
Not my best friend, but one of my very close friends.
Oh, thank God. Good friend. Still,
yes. Good, we've been friends for middle school, but not my best friend.
Good enough to still be cool, not good enough to be
friends,
one of the 20.
But yeah, not everyday talk friends. Got
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was still very hurt, and especially because you know, I knew she was engaged. I was like, excited about it, and you know, and then I found out after from somebody else being like, oh yeah, she went and got married like a month ago. It was a really small thing. And I'm like,
I don't buy this. Everyone's hiding it for their own private. That's usually out of shame or embarrassment because they either people don't approve or there's something dysfunctional in their relationship or they're doing it for some outside reason like health insurance, which something. And just not saying what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't get the secret.
I think the friend needs to find out the reasons. I do kind of agree with Lisa though, that I think it could be maybe that like, the friends are not supportive of this guy or, you know, didn't want judgment of
even if they don't have judgment, the woman who married him's worried about being worried about their take
anybody
on him.
Else's
you know what yeah, I yeah. mean? So it's like, yeah, either own it and get married like she did, you know, but it was like, we're married. Nothing you can say about it now.
I guess. I just figured, like, we're going to get married. We're doing it for us. Why do we need to tell people that aren't super relevant to me and your relationship?
Well,
that's right?
Not super relevant. These people should be relevant is the weird part,
clearly
you know?
Not.
They're not friends. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, well, yeah. I know. I totally understand her being upset, but I think just, like, totally casting her out, especially after the almost, you know, 10-year relationship, I think it said that they had.
She's hurt.
I think that's a little much. I mean, yeah, I get it. She's hurt. But, you know, it might pass. They always say, women, we'll forgive, but we will not forget.
Right. I thought that was elephants.
I was thinking about something from last week. I wanted to bring. I'm kidding. Bye, Megan. Thanks for calling.
Love you. Appreciate you. Bye.
So there you go. It is jerk all around. She's the jerk for cutting off her friend and being mad she got married behind her back. Wow.
I hear where Danielle, one of the previous callers, was coming from. Yeah. Just saying, like, you're pouring, and you finally realize, I've poured so much.
This is a one-sided thing.
I don't have enough relationship to give anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you got married? Fine. I will remove myself and cut you off. But at the same time, you are now projecting yourself into somebody else's relationship and going, I would have told you.
Yeah.
They're not you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no matter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
No matter.
But you obviously didn't know him well enough to know that either.
You
There's
jerk.
Another thing right there.
you
didn't know they were going to get married? You're probably not that great of friends. That's ding, all I got to say.
Ding, ding.
Oh, it's sad, though, because she's upset, you know, and she does. It's sad when one person cares and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jerk for being mad she got married. Or jerk for being mad she got married behind her back. Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.